Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Ministerial order stopping cocoa production lifted. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez and P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has lifted a ministerial order imposed last year for the frosty pod rot of cocoa disease. The island-wide order was imposed in an attempt to isolate and limit the spread of the disease. Portfolio Minister Carl Semuda says upon determining that the disease was sufficiently widespread, the ministry decided to embark on a containment program which will allow unaffected farmers to proceed with production.
We are going now into a control mode with the view to eventually eradicate the disease over a protracted period, instead of at first challenging the disease by attempting to eradicate it over a short-term period.
The delimiting survey revealed that the disease was primarily present in northern Clarendon, affecting 70% of cocoa produced in that area. Small clusters of farms in St. Mary, St. Catherine and St. Andrew were also found to be affected. Minister Semuda says pest alerts were published in addition to the survey, which determined the impact of the infestation and the potential for economic loss.
We will continue to support the industry financially and in every way possible through extension services, advice, visits regularly, and we will continue under our containment program to ensure that the industry remains viable and plays its part in the development of growth in our country.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Semuda. The highly contagious frosty pod rot disease is caused by a fungus that damages cocoa pods and the seeds that they produce. Rotting occurs within 3 months. The disease is primarily spread by the spores of the pod. However, human activity can spread the disease over long distances. To report suspected infestations of frosty pod rot, call the Cocoa Industry Board at 923-6411, RADA 977-1158-62, the Ministry's Research and Development Division at 983-2267, or the Plant Quarantine Protection Unit at 558-5844. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Hungry man say cane no have giant. Translation: a hungry man says cane doesn't have joints. And this means beggars can't be choosers.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't speed. In the rush to get to a Christmas party or to do your Christmas shopping, you may be tempted to speed. Drive within the speed limit to prevent crashes this holiday season. A speeding ticket and possible collisions are not likely on your holiday wish list, so make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
That's it for today's program. I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.